I wanted to refer back to the first impression thing, this is very near and dear to my heart because I'm another one of those people that grew up, right? Like, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, right? First impression is so important, blah, 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 blah. And what I've found is that unless the interaction is extremely short, most people don't even remember what their first impression of you actually is, or better yet, whatever the first impression was doesn't actually hold. I'll give you a great example. There's plenty of guys around that are with women today as life partners that when they first met that woman said, "There's no way. You're an idiot. I would never date you. You're not my type. It's not going to work." And now you're married with kids and you love your life. So that first impression didn't actually mean jack. And that's just one really small example of it. And the other thing is, we've unfortunately all had experiences where we've either made a really good first impression on someone, or someone has made a really good first impression on us. And now where we are in our relationship, we probably couldn't care less about them, because everything that followed their first impression was opposite of what the first impression actually meant. And so first impressions, I actually don't put a lot of weight on. You know, the other thing about it, I'm a great example of it. First impression of me, I've been dealing with this for a while, is nepotism, right? Chris's son is probably only here because Chris thinks it's a good idea. And then later on, it's, wow, I want to get coaching from Brandon. Or that thing Brandon said, actually put it in my notes and took it home with me. And now the first impression of me doesn't matter anymore, because everything that's followed is given a different impression. And so that's just something for us to consider as we move forward. And then we know understanding how people remember things based on nothing other than the human dynamic, right? Not based on your skin color, your culture, your language, your neighborhood you grew up in, none of that stuff. Just based on the human condition alone. Understanding that people remember the most intense, most emotional moment, and they remember how things ended, right? A lot of us can probably name some really good movies that we like. We can tell you exactly what happens at the end, but we might not be able to explain the beginning or the middle, but we can tell you how awesome the ending was, but we couldn't explain what led up to it necessarily, right? That's how people tick. And so knowing that that's how people operate, let's play the cards to our advantage, right? Let's create an extremely intense emotional moment that's in our best interest, because they're probably going to remember it if it's really intense. And then let's make sure we end our emails and end our interactions with something that, you know, whether it's they need to be skipping out of the room when they leave, or they need to be in very deep thought when they leave because we need them considering stuff. Whatever the case may be, we can guide all of that by how we end. And so, right, once we understand how people tick, just play the cards, right? We're essentially dealing ourselves our own cards at this point. It ain't about playing the cards we've been dealt, right? And that's when you really start to change the game. That's when you can constantly change any given dynamic in your own direction, right, that benefits you at the drop of a hat, because you understand certain pieces of, like, this is how the brain works. And so that's definitely part of it.